Cook hanging out with us here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Joined now by Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, Coach.
Good morning. Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, doing great. I enjoyed Saturday night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Probably nerve-wracking for you, but it was fun for us to watch.
I got home from my TSU duties about, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I watched it all the way to 1. And, you know, winning is great, okay? But is there something to be said how you win? You get down by 14, 21 unanswered, they tie it, you drive down and make the winning field goal, and you get winning plays on both sides of the ball. I mean, winning is good, but sometimes it's how you win that could go forward as well, right, Coach?
Well, this is the fighting spirit that we spoke about last week, you know, that was missing from game one, and felt like we took a step forward in that respect. And truthfully, and this is you know, the complexity of like being on the team and being a part of this program rather than just being an observer, we can't attach our confidence to the result. It's got to be the process. And so we felt like on Saturday we found a little bit of our identity in that fighting spirit and the ability to overcome the adversity. What had kind of taken our spirit from us in game one fueled us forward in game two. And even if for whatever reason that game hadn't tipped in our favor at the end, obviously we celebrated the heck out of that win, which was a blast. But there's still improvement there that we could have gained the confidence from to keep moving this program forward. And so certainly I was proud of the way we fought. I thought that it was almost like there was no other way for us to take the next step as a program than to battle through the adversity that we faced early in that game. And hopefully, like I said, we've got a little bit more of our foundation set coming out of that we can build forward here this weekend against Stanford.
Coach, everybody talking about, you know, the great second half performance by Ken Seals in the offense, which was great, and we'll certainly ask you about that. But how about your defense able to clamp down the second half and allow your offense to get back in the game?
No, the first couple of drives for Colorado State were eye-opening. And in review, had less to do with, physically being outmanned and more to do with just, a focus on details and fundamentals, executing the base defenses the right way. And they had complexity, the motions and things like that, but those aren't things that should throw us off our game that much. And I think once we settled into our base and, kind of like settled into the focus, we had the energy level, but the focus necessary to play against a good opponent, we were able to physically dominate up front and to take away the run game, which was kind of, the lifeblood of that offense. And then I thought Jesse and his staff made really, really good adjustments, holding in some pressures in the second half that allowed us to get at some negative yardage plays and keep them off schedule. They battled. We were disappointed in the game tying drive there late in the fourth quarter, but there's some learning within that too. So I was proud of them, thought they did a great job and gave the offense a chance to get their legs underneath them to move the ball and score some points.
Ken Seals, John brought it up, just thought I you could sense just by watching that he was in control. And that was me from watching from my love seat in my office. But it just seems like it felt like he was in control.
You know, he also battled. I mean, I agree. I think he I just saw a level of confidence that he had that seemed like he wasn't going to get shaken up. I mean, it was a tough start, and he never flinched. And then stepped up and made some big throws there in that 2-minute drive at the end of the half that allowed for us to score our first touchdown. And then when we went to halftime, we were down, but like the sense, I mean, just the feeling in the locker room, there was so much energy towards, getting back on the field and getting out there and doing what needed to be done. Obviously we come out and we aren't able to capitalize on the first drive of the half, but Jalen Mahoney gets the interception and then we're able to tie the game up. And from there, it just felt like, I just felt there was a confidence on that sideline in general, but I think certainly a lot of that was, manifested in Ken's confidence too. And so, proud of Ken, proud of the way he battled back. And the good thing is there's so much room for him to grow. There's some throws there where he can put some little more air under it or you know, a little more chemistry with the receiver on a couple of third down conversions, he and Cam Johnson, where if we get the get those throws down, you're going to see even a higher level performance for that offense.
So, Coach, the question becomes, we're talking with Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach. Of course, the question becomes, how do you take the momentum from the – first of all, what was the trip home like after a win like that?
We stayed the night just because we wanted to try to – you know, sometimes when you play a late game and you get on the plane, you get back on campus at 9 in the morning, it kind of throws everybody off. So we stayed the night, and we came back the next day, and it was – you know, I think, look, it was a fun moment for us as a program, and I think that just no different than the East Tennessee State game. It's, you know, you kind of deal with it in that 24-hour period, then you got to let it go and move on. And we've, obviously losing a game introduces adversity. Winning a game introduces adversity. You got to reset yourself, stay centered. And like I said to start, I mean, we can't allow results we can't tether our confidence to results. This has to be a process-driven approach, and we have to focus on where we're getting better and where we continue to need to get better so that we can, you know, this team can reach its potential through the season.
Yeah, obviously. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I know television called it. There was a boss of yours, Candace, that was down on the field, and that was a. I think that hug lasted. It was about, okay, we got this one. All of the emotions in that hug.
Well, I mean, you know, the university and this program has gone through so much over the last couple of years. I mean, that was, you know, first win since November of 19. So,
and Clark's first win.
Right, your first win, Coach. I mean, that's a moment I'm sure none of you all will soon forget.
No, and part of it, too, is just like for Candace and I, and, you know, Tommy McClellan was there, Christy and Kelly, Sean was there, Candace's husband. I mean, it's just, it is a family, and we have such a shared investment in this and such a shared belief. And that's the biggest thing is, you know, we're here and we're toiling on something that we love. And we know that we're laying the right foundation. And it's hard sometimes when the results aren't there. And, you know, obviously that brings scrutiny and, you know, we get that. It's not, you know, I mean, that's what we sign up for, but it's the discipline to stay the course and to continue to drill down on the, you know, the guiding principles that you know will deliver the program where it needs to be, and to be able to experience, I think too for us, for Candace and I, is just, you know, to be able to experience a game that in so many ways felt like game one, but you saw a team respond completely differently, and again that was indicative of the fact that we're capable. The messaging in the week was taken to heart. The kids went out there in the game and battled through it, and that's a winning formula. Now, any good program has consistency, and you know that's going to be the biggest challenge is how do we stay consistent in our energy and enthusiasm, that fighting spirit, and now look at ways. Hey, how do we start better? I mean, you know, like we can't come out and every week it can't be, hey, details and execution in the first couple drives. Like we have to be intentional about our start and position ourselves in a manner that you know allows us to play with a lead too at times, because that's going to be important. And this weekend, I mean, Stanford is a team that will limit possessions for us on offense if we let them. So much like East Tennessee State, they have a methodical ball control offense that if they take a lead to halftime, they're going to try to allow our offense as few touches as they can. So we have to come out swinging from the jump, and obviously, you know, if we get in a situation where we're playing from behind, our defense has to step up and get the ball turned back over to the offense so that we have chances to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just going to ask you about getting off to a hot start, and obviously that's critical for every game, but especially a West Coast team coming to basically the East Coast and all that. But also, you know, just the fact that you're back home after a big win. What do you think? What do you hope the atmosphere will be like?
Well, you know, I hope the atmosphere is electric. I think it's always, you know, helpful at home when the opposing team has to fight both us and the crowd. I also recognize the fact that we were disappointed in our performance at home week one. We have to play better in our home stadium to generate some excitement around what we're doing here too. And so, again, our focus has been strictly on us, on how we improve, how we take the learning from weeks one and two when we apply them to week three, and then find, you know, specific ways where we can get off to a better start to give us the best chance at the result we want. And really, the result we want is just a four-quarter dominant performance. We've really committed to taking the scoreboard out of it for this program right now and saying, hey, can we just focus on, you know, imposing our will on the opposition for four quarters? And at Colorado State, we probably did that for three. You know, we want a total performance and a dominant performance, and, you know, usually the scoreboard will take care of itself at that point.
Clark, that catch by Chris Pierce, I know he's had, what, four catches, I think, in both of the games so far. But and he's a big O. He's, what, 6'4", 230
something?
He's
a big kid now.
And yet that one-handed catch while reaching around the back of the defender, and then still to go airborne, keep the feet, the foot, whatever, all of that inbounds, pretty amazing catch. It just showed what he can do.
He creates problems for defenses because of his size, and he's got ball skills too. I mean, he's a great catcher, and so, you know, I think he's emerged as a playmaker for us and a guy that we need to get involved as much as we can. I'm proud of Chris. He's, I think, developed a lot through this fall and both in his performance, but also in his preparation. Funny story. I tried to convince Chris to play linebacker at Wake Forest when he was in high school. I think I probably lost out on him because he was, wanting to play receiver, but I'm glad he made that decision because we're obviously benefiting from that now. So proud of Chris, and hopefully we can keep him coming as a featured member of that offense.
Coach, I thought it was refreshing hearing you say, or reading you saying that, you know, Vanderbilt versus Stanford is special, given these two schools' histories, and, you know, they're known for academic excellence, and they're fighting to make names for themselves on the football field as well. I thought it was really cool. What about the job that Coach Shaw has done at Stanford? Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's sustained success, right? I mean, it's just, they've become synonymous with high levels of performance, you know, obviously on the field and in the classroom. And to do anything over time, and I think, you know, Tim Corbin's a great example of this too. You know, I mean, I believe it's 19 years that he's achieved at a high level in his program. You know, the amount of toughness and commitment and attention to environment that takes, you know, Coach Shaw's done a tremendous job. We obviously honor that, and yet we also want to approach our success as a measure off what Vanderbilt's capable of and not what anyone else can do, because we feel like we have a unique formula here between, you know, being a top 15 school stitched right in the middle of Nashville, you know, obviously one of the most dynamic cities in our country, and then playing in the SEC, which is, you know, is the football conference. That those three things, make us stand out amongst all the schools that provide that ultimate student-athlete experience. You know, Vanderbilt can be the place where you go to truly not compromise. And obviously we admire and respect what Coach Shaw has done. We also want to build this thing to be what it can be for Vanderbilt, which we think can be, the potential is limitless.
You know, I'm not surprised that Vanderbilt Stanford are playing for the first time. I am surprised a bit. This is the first Vanderbilt game against a Pac-12 opponent since 1961. I'd have lost money on that.
Yeah, that's a long time. Was that game, I think that game was at UCLA in the Coliseum.
Right,
It was before UCLA was playing in the Rose Bowl. So that's quite a ways ago.
I'm surprised my partner John over here didn't say, well, you covered it, but anyways.
Well, that's, I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, geez, you know.
Clark, thanks. A good win Saturday night, a fun win. It was fun to watch, and you just see the joy you guys. And one other quick question. How do you put those blinders on? When you're down 14-0, you talked about not being defined by what's on the scoreboard. Isn't it tough putting those, because human nature is, going to look at that scoreboard and say, oh my.
Well, I'll tell you, I learned week one, and every exposure is a learning experience for me too. And so, in week one, I found out pretty quickly that we can have as much energy, spirit, and enthusiasm in our training as we want. Taking it to performance is a totally different psychological ball game. And so for us, we spent a ton of time in the week on, you know, managing the psychology of, adversity and wanting to make sure that the product on the field represented our competitive level, a competitive level that we're proud of. And so it took a lot of work and attention. I was proud of the guys for staying true to that. And it was a fun experience. And they found out what we found out through that was, you know, that again, if we continue to counterpunch, we continue to have a deep belief that we have everything we need, that on the back end of our effort, good things happen. It's when we give in or when we, try to predict what, you know, hey, what does this mean for the score at the end of the game, whatever. Those are the times where we start to deviate from our highest level of performance. So we'll learn, grow. Hopefully Saturday get off to a faster start and grow by one more game, and I'm excited for it.
Clark, thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday night. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you all. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Yeah, that hug, TV captured the hug.
Yeah.
And you just sense it was an exhale hug. Good.
Yeah, because the university, the program feels like a giant weight lifted off their shoulders. You know, when you haven't done something since November of 2019, last year was rough on everybody. You know, COVID aside, going 0-10, for the season, that puts a lot of pressure, a lot of stress on everybody to just get that dub, get that out of the way. Now you can kind of, not relax, but breathe a little bit and just focus on, okay, now let's just go out and play football and try to be consistent week to week.